From Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
What'd you make of the RB?
Hey, definitely less hawkish than expected. So they kept the rates where they were, but obviously there was a little bit of worry that they might increase. They actually did say they did discuss that. But yeah, there's plenty of good news. So the forward tracker rates, the peak there has come down from 5.7 to 5.6%. So that basically implies there's just a 40% chance of another hike. So that's down from 75%. Adrian Orr, he said the risks to inflation were pretty balanced, although he did acknowledge it's come down, which of course it has. So limited ability to tolerate upside surprises. But look, we know the economy's cooled. He acknowledged that demand's better matching supply. Immigration, capacity constraints in the labour market have eased, but that population growth is increasing demand, so that's something to watch. Did actually make a special mention of problems in China in the overall economic environment, and he also said, yeah, the market's obviously trying to pick the turning point in the OCR, but obviously, of course, we're trying to do that. Did discuss whether to hike, what the consensus was at current level was sufficiently restrictive. So he noted that retail sales, they've come down, the economy's slowing there, and inflation expectations are falling. So look, overall seems a measured response to the current situation. Markets, of course, going to second guess when the first cut will be. We did get one major bank admit it that they got it wrong. They were calling for a hike at this meeting and one hike in April as well. Yep. So they fessed up to that. There were some comments on the fact that it might be difficult for banks to lower mortgage rates as they roll off low-cost funding, so we'll see where that goes. But the overall reaction was positive. Market rose, swap rates, they fell, and the Kiwi dollar weakened. So, yeah, good news overall, Mike.
Okay, we'll talk to Adrian after 7:30 this morning. Work me through a couple. Spark, Meridian, Vista.
Okay, so Spark, shares up. They had a 4.8% fall in net profit. Revenue down 22% and $1.976 billion at the half-year. Earnings down 49%, but this is comparing to last year when they sold a stake in Telco, so they got a $484 million gain there. So overall revenue up 1.3%, doing well in mobile, up 6%, doing well in data centres. They talked about, yeah, they are seeing some impact of the economic downturn, but overall things are going pretty well. Looking for big growth in data, business digitisation, cloud adoption, AI, of course, that always makes a mention. So they talked about that, boosting the data centre side. Committed to FY24 guidance, so they expect underlying profit of $1.21 to $1.26 billion. Meridian, that was going the other way, though. They had a 5% fall in profit after tax at the half year, $191 million, mainly due to the fair value change in hedge instruments. Operating earnings up 4%, higher retail and wholesale sales, agribusiness doing quite well, large business doing quite well. They did point out, though, that discussions with TY on a potential contract extension beyond this year remain uncertain, so the market picked up on that. They said prices are going up for customers, but wouldn't affect those on fixed rate plans. So the shares were lower. And then the star of the show, Mike, was Vista. Shares up almost 9% in the cinema software operator. They saw earnings surge 25%. Revenues rose 6% to $143 million. A lot of that's recurring. They reckon revenues are going to get to $152 to $157 million FY24. Good. And they're signing up clients to their Vista Cloud. And they noted a strong box office. 2023 takings up 30% to $34 billion US. So, thanks, Barbenheimer.
Yeah, exactly. They'd need to because they had a very tough time during COVID. Real quick, 3.4. We'll take 3.4 in Australia versus our 4.7, wouldn't we?
That's right, yeah, and a big beat. You know, we obviously need the monthly inflation figures like they do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So 3.6% was expected, so 3.4. Still some tension. You look at rents and that, so that's still pretty high. But overall, inflation tracking down. Not sure it'll sway the RBA too much. They are still looking to tame some price pressures in the economy. But, yeah, overall, really, really good news. Inflation obviously come down a lot from where it had peaked, and they noted that. So you'll see where they move. Expectations are at the moment that the RBA won't cut until November, but time will tell.
Right, what are the other numbers?
So the US markets have eased a bit just ahead of the US inflation numbers, or just on that topic. So the Dow down 0.2%, 38,893. S&P 500 down 0.1%, NASDAQ down 0.2%, FTSE in the UK down 0.7%, Nikkei just back from its record highs down 0.1%, ASX 200 was relatively flat on inflation data. Commodity markets, gold up $2, $2,032 an ounce, oil down 56 cents, 78 spot 31 for WTI, and as mentioned, the Kiwi dollar weakened across the board following the RBNZ less hawkish than expected comments. Against the US was 60.88, 93.75 against Aussie, 48.07 British pence. And yeah, in the NZ 50, it's celebrated up 0.6%, 11.763.
Yep, good one, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.